I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We welcome in our friend from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo. He's on that fan hotline presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great. What's the off week entail for Ray Fittipaldo here?
I was already told that a pumpkin patch and a haunted house is in store this weekend. So I don't know. I got a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old. I still think we're kind of in that mode where we do both, but I think we're quickly outgrowing the pumpkin patch.
Oh, wait, Ray Fittipaldo doesn't strike me as the big haunted house guy. I take you as a little bit of scared of the haunted house, Ray.
Well, you know, you do it for the kids. I actually went to my first haunted house ever last year. I think I never did that as a kid, so we're doing it again this weekend.
You strike me, Ray, as the kind of guy that would have nothing to do with those haunted houses where they get their hands on you, where like they really try to scare. That would not last long with Mr. Fittipaldo.
Well, the one we went to last year, it was like an hour ordeal, and you couldn't find your way out. I was like, oh my god, when's this thing going to be over? So I don't know. This one was like Freddy's out in Hopewell or Aliquippa. I don't know.
All right. Do you get claustrophobic? I mean, I really would. If I found myself trapped like that, I'd start to get. I don't think I'd handle it very well.
I think that's the whole point.
Yeah, I mean, I'm willing to be scared for like 10 or 15 minutes, but when you make it like an hour ordeal for me, you know, I just kind of just want to go drink.
All right, there we are. Fair point. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We're gonna get into this at 8:30 or so. I found it interesting, is one way to put it, that Keith Butler said, well, yeah, Devin Bush isn't on the field all three downs because Spillane does some things better. That can't make Steeler fans happy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the big headline out of yesterday, and I'm writing about that today. Here's the thing, guys. Spillane only played 10 snaps, and he was part of a package where he and Trey Norwood went in a dime package for not only Devin Bush, but Joe Schobert as well. So I think they're looking for a spark there. You know, I think Schobert and Bush have kind of been average on the inside. And, you know, Butler said it was more along the lines of, you know, Spillane has been around longer than those guys. He kind of knows how to blitz and fake the blitz better. So it is notable, but I do want to caution, it's only 10 snaps, and it's not like Bush and Schobert are getting phased out in any way. I mean, I looked it up. I think Bush played 85% of the snaps. Schobert played about 80. So is it notable? Yeah, but I don't think it's a major deal either.
Well, what struck me about it, Ray, was, and you make a great point, it's only 10 snaps, but it's when the snaps were, and that you would think that Devin Bush and Joe Schobert, both being acquired for their coverage skills, would be the guys out there in those situations, rather than if you're only going to have a single inside backer out there, it being the guy who we saw get torched by Jarvis Landry in the wild card game, for example.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't want Spillane out there in man-to-man, so maybe they're scheming it up where, you know, he can play in zone. He's actually pretty good in zone. If you remember last year, that Baltimore game, he did a great job of reading Lamar Jackson, you know, and getting that pick six. So you definitely don't want him out there covering in man-to-man. You know, that's why they brought Schobert in. You know, Schobert, 23 targets. He's given up 14 catches, and opposing QBs have a quarterback rating of over 100 against him. So, you know, he's been okay. You know, Bush has been okay. I think the bigger issue, honestly, guys, is the run defense. Three consecutive opponents have run for over 100 yards against them. I didn't think Bush or Schobert was very good in that regard on Sunday night. So, you know, I think they have to shore that up more so than the pass defense. If they don't, it's going to be a long season. I think those rushing stats that the Broncos and the Seahawks put up against that defense, that was a big reason why they were able to come back and almost beat the Steelers. And if they continue to give up big yards in the running game and get gashed the way they are, they're going to find themselves in a lot of close games.
And Ray, Keith Butler didn't exactly absolve the inside linebackers of everything, yet he seemed to point the finger more at any defensive lineman who was not named Cameron Hayward.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a tough situation. Until Stephon Tua comes back, they're going to be a little bit shorthanded there. Henry Mondu and Isaiah Bugs and, you know, Chris Wormley, they're all doing their best, but their best isn't as good as, you know, what Stephon Tua will provide if and when he does come back. So that's going to be a big issue for them going forward. We asked Mike yesterday about Tua. We really didn't get any more clarity on the issue than what we had beforehand. So, I guess he's getting a little bit better. But I don't know about you, Jim. You were there with me yesterday. I don't get the idea that he's going to start practicing next week. I mean, that could happen, but I just don't get the sense that anything is imminent with his return.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, they don't owe the fan base anything. They don't owe reporters anything. They don't owe Steeler Nation or the city anything. But do the Steelers understand that the more transparent they are, not just the Steelers, I guess Mike Tomlin maybe in this case, the more open they are about the Tua situation or the more information they pass along, the more that people can close the book on things they think it could be?
I think you're correct, but I also think, we know he went on IR because of the knee, but we also know that that's not the only thing that's holding him back. So it just might be a situation, Colin, where Mike doesn't want to really delve into the details of a very delicate situation involving one of his players. You know, that could be it. But I also, I agree with you on some level, too. If the media and the fans had more detail, had more clarity on exactly what the holdup was, then we might be able to move on from that and, have a better understanding of what's going on. So just an unfortunate situation. They could really use that guy right now. With Tyson Alulu, when he was healthy, I think he really made up for a lot of things. But since he's been out, I think you see clearly that, Wormley, Bugs, and that the rest of that crew, they're not good enough to replace guys like Alulu and Tua.
Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette with us here on the Fan Morning Show. I listened to him talking with Pony and Mueller yesterday, and it was hard to get a bead on why Zach Banner did not dress this past Sunday, but it sounds more and more like getting him back on the field for the Browns game is a part of their plan. But where will he be? Will he just be the extra 72 is eligible tackle? Will he be there at a moment's notice if Dan Moore should turn into a turnstile or if the same should happen with Chooks? How do you expect them to use him?
Well, Dan Moore was practicing yesterday. Well, he was out there yesterday. He wasn't exactly practicing. So his injury doesn't look very serious. So depending on how he heals, I would imagine that it's probably going to be a decision between do you want Banner to go in for Chooks and Chooks to head to the bench, or do you want to stick with Okorafor and have Banner just, be the extra tackle for now? I don't get the idea. Even though Moore has had his struggles on the left side, I don't get the idea that in the middle of the season you want to shuffle your line around and put Okorafor back there when Okorafor struggled in training camp. So I think it's going to come down to, do you like Chooks or do you like Banner more? And, I thought Chooks played okay again this week. So they're going to have to make a decision after the bye week. I get the idea that, Banner's going to get some more run. They're going to take a longer look at him before Cleveland. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts that Cleveland game. But, I think unless something crazy happens, unless he's injured and he can't go, I think we're looking at Dan Moore as the starting left tackle for the rest of the season as long as he's healthy.
You know, Ray, the weird thing is here, though, is that Banner, as far as we know, is exclusively a right tackle. And so maybe he doesn't dress, because if you've got Moore and Chooks and you can only dress so many guys, and Joe Haig, you can plug him in on either side, and that creates a problem to me.
Yeah, it's almost like Zach Banner, unless he's starting, he's not really a valuable piece of your 53-man roster. I mean, that's what it comes down to, and I think that's part of why the situation is a little bit, why they're handling it, the way they are, because what you say is true. You know, Joe Haig has value because he can play the left and the right side, and that's what you need in a swing tackle on game day. So eventually, like I said, they're going to have to make that call. I think Banner's either going to be the starter or he's going to be a guy who maybe dresses or maybe doesn't. So kind of a weird situation, because he's been this guy that, you know, we've been told is a starter here for much of the last two seasons, but injuries have prevented him from doing so. And now we're just sort of in a waiting game for him to get fully healthy and, you know, help this football team.
All right, Ray. So the haunted house or the pumpkin patch, is Ray Fittipaldo a jack-o'-lantern guy?
Yeah, I'm a big Halloween. I'm probably a bigger Halloween guy than a Thanksgiving guy. So I'm a big Halloween fan, mostly because I get to scavenge the kids'
yes.
candy once they get back.
Do you pass out the candy, or do you walk around and trick or treat?
I'm the walk around with the beer in my hand kind of guy.
That's okay, good stuff. Nice, I'm thinking
my
about
man.
Being the guy on the porch this year that sits and acts like a mannequin, and then somebody comes up and like that, and I scare the kids. Is that a big move? Do you like that move? Was that a big Dormont move when you were growing up?
Scare Ray.
That was not a big Dormont move. Dormont move was kind of like, this wasn't me, but it was like, smashing the pumpkin.
Yeah.
In the street after Halloween, but I never partook.
I'm sure that young Ray Fittipaldo was never involved in Devil's Night shenanigans
never,
back in the day.
Never.
No. Trying to exonerate himself. I like it. All right, Ray, enjoy your off week. Enjoy the pumpkin patch. Wear boots. It's muddy all the time.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ray. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.